Hi, Radio Laurier. It's Grace here, your after-class Monday host. And today I have a very special guest joining me.
Avery!
This is my friend Avery. You want to, introduce yourself or say a little bit about you?
Yeah, what do you want me to say? My name's Avery.
There you
I'm
go.
First year, health sciences, and I'm on a radio. With my friend Grace.
Are you so excited?
I'm so excited. You know, a little after psych debrief.
Good.
I got to talk, and then hopefully it'll calm me down before bedtime.
Yeah. What time do you go to bed at normally? Really early, right?
Yeah, but, I feel like you guys have been making me go to bed late. Not making me, but now I'm,
You're starting to adapt to when we go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, very true.
So true.
So, tell me about your day. How was it?
It was pretty good. Nothing really exciting. I had 4 classes today. And then I started making study notes for my midterm this Friday. And then I literally just, ate lunch with my friends for an hour and a half. So,
as we always do.
Yeah, and then I went to the gym. And other than that, it was...
You went to the gym?
I did.
What time did you go at?
I went at 4-ish, 4:20.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really busy.
Was it?
It was.
I've never been, to the gym. Sorry, by the way, I'm looking, this way because in the last show, 2 weeks ago, I was, this talking and, looking at Jet while we were doing it, and I sounded absolutely horrible. So now I'm, trying to face front to the
mic. No, that's so fair.
It's a little odd though, not looking at you.
No, it's okay. I mean, I can always you kind of turn way. I can move this way.
Does this sound good?
This sounds awesome, I think.
Okay, perfect. I've never been to the gym though. I always either go really early or at night.
No, I think that's a good. Night is so busy. I feel like morning is the time to go.
Yeah, I feel like everyone feels like going at night. It's not going to be as busy when, you go close to closing. But, I feel like everyone has that mindset, so everyone goes.
Yeah. And, even depending on the time you go in the morning, it can still be so busy.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because then there's always that group of people that's okay, I'm going to go in the morning.
Early risers.
And it's, not, super early, but it's, early enough that they still feel hey, I went to the gym in the morning.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah, how was your day?
Oh my gosh, thanks so much for asking. I wasn't just totally waiting for you to ask me that. I'm just kidding.
No, I did forget for a second. I'm what are we talking about now? So rude of me.
My day was good. What did I do today? Sorry if you guys could hear that noise. We have to keep the window open in here because there is no AC here. So I don't feel like dying. So we keep the window open. But my day was good. I went and got breakfast and saw you.
Oh, my God.
Highlight of my day.
Oh, so cute.
and then didn't have any classes. So then I saw my cousin, and we went and got Starbucks, studied for a little bit.
Love that.
Yeah. And honestly, I'm feeling a little bit under the weather.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I started getting, a little bit of a sore throat. I've had this cough,
right.
As you've known.
as I've seen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. for, a week. But, today I woke up and, my throat kind of was a little scratchy.
Oh, no.
And then it just kind of, progressed as the day went on. And so I kind of, cut the study sesh a little short and... Took some Advil, lied down, tried to take a nap, could not.
Oh, that's so fair. I feel like that's the best thing you could have done in that situation.
Yeah,
because
I'm, I feel like I'm always sick, though, here at university, all the time.
No, yeah.
I can never be, not sick for 2 months.
I agree. I remember a week I was...
Oh, yeah.
So sick. It does not compare to that.
No, I feel like every single time that I go home... Which is, a week since we just got there. And then when I came back after reading week, the first reading week came back from Christmas, and then the second reading week, I feel like I always get sick. Just, like, coming back here, I feel like for some reason, I mean, not even for some reason, I feel like it's a very obvious reason.
Yeah.
As to why you get sick when you write, when you come right back.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, so was a little under the weather. Then I went and got dinner, went to my friend's Rez and got a Gatorade from him because
love.
I need to stay hydrated, get my electrolytes in.
Yeah.
Can you hear me well? Like, I'm so nervous.
No, I can hear you well. Can you hear me well?
Yes, I can. I'm, like, looking on the screen, and I feel like when I'm talking,
I can
it's,
hear
like,
you.
Very, okay,
you
good.
Know I'd tell you if I couldn't.
Yeah, okay, good. And then here we are.
Yeah. And I just realized, actually, we are wearing the same pants.
Oh, my gosh. We are.
So cute.
Do you like these pants?
I do. They're more of, like, my comfy, like, bedtime pants. Like, very. I won't wear them out. Even though I did just go to class.
Yeah, because I was going to say, like, I wore these all day.
No, like, I will, actually. I don't know why I said that. I do like these pants.
But, like, they're, like, if you're trying to look, like, cute, comfy. Like, I'm like, that's so weird to say. But if you're trying to look, like, presentable, but, like, still comfy, these aren't, like, the type that I go for.
No, these are, yeah, I feel like these are definitely more, like, comfy, comfy.
Yeah, agreed. I have to, like, roll mine up, though. I have a double X small, and I, like, they're so long on me.
Really? Yeah. I think I have a small, and they're really long on me. But, you know, I have to get them to fit my thighs.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
No, not unfortunately.
Just a bit.
Yeah. Oh, let's talk about my birthday.
Oh, my God. She is 19. Exactly for 1 week, I realized today.
Oh, yeah. It's my 1 week anniversary of being 19.
Oh.
I had a great birthday. Went and saw my cousin, which was nice. Went out for dinner, got a few drinks, which was really nice. And then I was...
Your first ones.
Yeah, my first ever drink. And then I went back to my res, and I got a lovely surprise from my friends. They bought me a cake and sang happy birthday to me.
Oh, that's so sweet of them. They must be really nice people.
Oh, yeah, the bestest.
Yeah.
As you were one of them. yeah, but that was really nice. I felt very loved and appreciated in that moment.
Aww.
And then I feel like, honestly, I kind of, like, spent my birthday, like, for the entire week almost. Because, like, Friday, right. I went out to Dallas with my cousin. And that was, like, kind of, like, our not even really, like, a celebration for my birthday, but because we kind of wanted to. But
yeah, so
even
fair.
The bouncers there didn't even believe that my real ID was me.
Yeah, but you're like, no, babe, I'm 19
now. I was like, this is me. I know I look really young on my driver's license, but it's me.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, I celebrated my birthday again with all of my good friends from Conrad.
Aw, love little Conrad.
Yes, went to Revive, and that was super fun. So, yeah, it was kind of like a little birthday week. Which was nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I got to spend it. Oh, totally forgot. We also had dinner for my birthday.
Yeah, on Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday we all went out for dinner. Well, it was me, Avery, our friend Cam, Kevin, and Jalen. And we all went out and got sushi.
It was a lot of yummy food.
Oh, my gosh. These boys, like, eat so much food. And as we ordered, how much, it was an all-you-can-eat. How much did we order?
It's like...
Like, how many items?
172.
Yeah, it was like 172 items that they ordered.
Yeah,
and
that's quite
a lot.
We
pretty much ate...
All of it.
Well, they pretty much... We did eat, like, a good amount, but...
Except
definitely
one octopus ball. That wasn't really a hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I love octopus, and
tell
I'm like, okay, look, let's get an octopus ball.
And it just came in, like, one singular dish with one octopus
ball. Yeah, because I'm not really, like, familiar with the whole all-you-can-eat sushi thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not, like, the biggest sushi girl all the time. But
yeah.
When I have it, like, it's good.
Yeah.
So then I always forget that it said, like, one piece. I'm just like, okay, I'll order this. Like, I thought they would give me more. But, no. So it was, like, a... this is going to sound so gross. Everyone's going to stop listening when I talk. It was like a deep fried octopus ball, but there was like barely any octopus in it. So I was a little bit scared, like what was happening there, and I didn't eat it. I took one bite and got really frightened. So no more octopus balls for me.
No.
Probably not for you guys either, now that you've heard my story. But
yeah, definitely do not. What was the place that we went to?
Was it Sushi 99?
Oh, I thought it was Sushi 69 for some reason.
Oh, Grace.
Oh, was that like a joke that everyone was trying to say?
I don't know if anyone actually
okay,
said that.
Okay, never mind. Sushi 99, scratch that. Yeah, reverse, take it back.
Super cute.
Sushi 99, do not get the octopus ball.
Yeah.
But everything was
Everything else was really good, yeah.
Yeah, except for I didn't really like the one roll that, that like tasted like...
Campfire.
Like, yes, I didn't really like that one so much. It was like such strong campfire taste.
Right, I remember you saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. And like Kevin was like, do you want to order more? And I could tell that he liked it. So I was like, yeah, sure. And I had like one piece and I was like, I cannot have any more.
Oh, Kevy. I hope Alexa and Cam and Kaka are listening. I know they aren't, but like deep down in my heart, shout out.
Yeah, shout out to them. We were supposed to have our friend Alexa on today, but unfortunately she had a lot of accounting work to do, so.
Businesswoman.
Yeah, obviously school comes first, so she's doing that. And then our friend, you say the name.
No, you have to. Owen.
Our friend Owen, who like, Kaka. We call him Kaka. I don't call him Kaka. I think that's like the weirdest name ever, and I hate saying it. I'll say it like from time to time, but like I always cringe every time I say it.
Yeah, true.
He really wanted to come on, but I don't.
He's probably know if like I listening to us right now, just crying, like in a, wrapped up in a blanket.
At least that's what we're thinking. He's definitely just like
not
even
listening.
No, he's
not. No, he would never.
No, he also wanted to like call in.
Yeah, what would
but,
he say?
But I was like, I don't like. I do not trust you to say something.
No.
Appropriate, so I'm not no. gonna let you do that.
No.
But yeah, and then Cam. Oh my gosh, Cam. Our friend Cam has. He wants to come on so badly, but unfortunately, he has baseball practice every single Monday night, which is when I'm hosting. So he can never come on, which is so sad.
Right. And you didn't host last Monday, right? Because of the snow.
My birthday, yeah.
And the birthday.
Oh, yeah, true. And the snow day.
And that's when his baseball got canceled.
I know. I kind of wish I did do the radio show on my birthday. I feel like
it could have been a little special.
Yeah, because honestly, like, it's... Like, I like doing it, so, like, I felt like it would have been fun, yeah. But.
Yeah, so.
It was fine. Went to bed at a, like, reasonable time.
Perf.
Not even, did I?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I did, I think. But, yeah, okay, so I think we should take, like, a 5-minute break.
So fair.
So fair. We'll come back.
We will. Be back. We'll have some interesting things.
To say.
Yeah.
Testing. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, my God.
We're back.
We are. I'm better than ever.
Yeah, we really are.
We took a sweet little break.
Quick little break. Got some electrolytes in me.
Oh, yeah.
Drank my Gatorade in it.
So cute.
Okay, so do you want to tell the story of how we met?
Yeah, so we literally... I remember we met in the dining hall, like... 4 months ago first, but that doesn't even count because I smiled at you.
Okay, wait, can I say something?
Yeah.
I don't remember meeting you.
Whoa.
Like when we first had that lunch with Alexa, Cam, and you, and you're like, oh yeah, like we met before. I was like genuinely, I was like, wait. I was like, when did we meet?
No, because I was eating breakfast with Izzy. And then that was when you guys were working something out for living together.
Oh.
And then she went over to talk to you guys. So I was literally just standing there, whatever.
Oh.
And then I'm like, hi.
But yeah, like, still doesn't ring a bell, but. Like,
no, I feel like I remember things like this all the time, just random incidences, but no one else does.
Yeah, see, I think the same, but like now.
Create like a superpower of mine or anything. Like, don't use this as one of my talents, Radio Laurier. But no, like, I don't know. But yeah, so like, what? It was like maybe the Wednesday before reading week. So literally like 3 weeks ago,
was it
not even.
Reading week? Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, true. It was.
Yeah, so basically, my friend Alexa, I've known since the beginning of the year, and we were on a council together. And we, like, we'd see each other once a week, but we weren't really even close. Like, we were friends when we were there, but it was nothing like, oh, my God, I'm going to, like, hang out with her outside.
Yes.
Whatever. Okay. So then she moved out of her res into a different res, so now she comes to the dining hall.
Yeah.
And then basically I saw her coming out of my res when she, like, had just gotten her new keys and everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, girl, what are you doing here? Like, where have you been? And I found out that she quit our council the night before.
Oh.
So I'm like, that's weird. Like, I don't think she would do that.
Yeah.
So basically, yeah, and, like, a couple of nights before then, I had met, like, Cam when I was studying with Alexa, because I was studying in Laz.
Right.
And okay. Cam was sitting beside me, and I didn't know him. And then Alexa comes, and then it's all like, oh, my God, mutual friends. Yeah. So cute. And then, yeah, so then Alexa and I, like, saw each other at the dining hall for dinner one night, and then she's like, let's get lunch tomorrow. So then, ever since then, we've been getting lunch, like, every day.
Yeah.
And then Cam and I started becoming a lot better friends. And then we went, the three of us, one day, and then saw you there on, like, the Wednesday before reading week, literally.
No, I think it was...
Or the Tuesday.
Like, Cam and Alexa and I think were like, hey, like, let's go to the dining hall. And Alexa was like, hey, like, my friend Avery's gonna come. We're like, okay.
Okay, so true.
Yeah, and then so Cam and I met you and Alexa at the dining hall.
Oh, yeah. That's how it worked.
It was, yeah, was it Valentine's Day?
No. We had eaten once before.
Sorry, yeah.
Okay, so it was, like, maybe the Monday before reading week. Like, that week.
Yes.
Because the Valentine's Day was on the Tuesday. Yeah. So I think it was, like, Monday. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I remember that. Because then she made a group chat, whatever.
And we just kind of clicked.
Yeah, like, not even then. I don't even know when it happened. Like,
no,
I
remember. No, literally, like, okay.
We were, like, friendly, whatever. But
yeah,
I
like,
didn't
we
know you.
We knew mutual friends and stuff. So, like, we were friends through mutual friends. But it wasn't, like, we hung out one-on-one or anything like that. And then,
yeah,
I think it was, okay, so my birthday, when they surprised me with the cake, you were there sitting in the lounge surprising me.
Even, like, on reading week, we didn't, like, talk or text at all. Like, we
That's
never
That's so true.
Talked.
No.
Like,
basically,
we saw each other for lunch maybe, like, three times that week before reading week. We didn't, like, talk to each other over reading week at all.
Yeah.
And then it was your birthday on the Monday.
Yes.
And then we got a cake for her.
Yeah.
And even then, like, we weren't even, like, close.
No.
I'm like, oh, like,
that's,
I want to surprise Grace, but.
That's, like, really weird to think about that, like, us a week ago, like, weren't even, like, you know what I mean?
No, like, that's even, like, so close. Strange. I don't even know. But then on the Tuesday, I think when we, like.
Yeah, when we went for dinner.
When
for
we
my
went
birthday.
For lunch and, like, I don't know if you were there for lunch, but, like, I don't even know. Sushi just
bonded us. It really did.
I don't even know. Maybe it was that octopus ball that did something.
Yeah,
but
that connected us.
No, literally, like, even in the car on the way to sushi, it was just different.
For some reason, it was just like I felt like I could just be comfortable with
you.
No,
so true. And the air that day.
Oh, yeah. Something was in it.
Yeah, for sure.
Something was.
But no, I don't even know. It wasn't like.
Like, we haven't even been friends.
Like, it's literally not even,
like,
a week.
Yeah, like, no. But, like, for some reason, like, after we got dinner for my birthday on Tuesday, we kind of saw each other every single day.
No,
and
it's,
like,
now we're best friends.
Yeah, and it just, like,
we see
built
each other
up.
All the time.
Yeah, we see each other all the time.
And it wasn't, like, something really gradual because we didn't know each other for that long.
Oh, yeah,
and,
no.
Like, even over reading week, we didn't talk. So it was so, like,
just
one
random.
Sushi. It was, but I'm so happy about it.
Oh, no,
it.
Same. Yeah, because, like, I mean... Sorry, I almost just called you Alexa.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
So
see, I was just talking all the good about you. I'm so kidding. It's fine.
No, Avery and I talk about a lot about how it's super hard to make girlfriends. Like,
yeah.
A lot harder than it is to make guy friends.
Yeah.
And so when we met and we kind of clicked, it was just like, okay, we, like, got to keep each other.
No. And, yeah, like.
Together because we don't have many girlfriends.
Yeah, and, like, now we have Alexa, too. And, like,
yeah.
Even I had known her since like this third week of school maybe, and we were never really good friends at all. Yeah. And now all of a sudden we're super good friends too. So it's like maybe dining hall and like bad food, just sorry, in the nicest way.
Yeah.
Like
no.
It bonds we people. All
know. I think it really does. Cause like when like me, Cam, Alexa, and Avery all go to the dining hall, like we're there for like an hour minimum. Like an hour minimum. Like we just talk and talk forever.
No, and even with all my guy friends too, like I swear I met everyone in the dining hall aside from people in my program. Like
Oh yeah.
Because I was friends with all the guys in your res first before. Like I kind of met them like one at a time, I guess.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. Then all of a sudden, I just became friends with, like, everyone there. And then little Gracie.
And then me. Yeah. And here we are today.
On Radio Laurier.
On Radio Laurier. Did you ever think you'd be on Radio Laurier? Did you even know there was a Radio Laurier?
Like, maybe I've come across sometime. But I fully thought, like, even, like, on that Monday, like, before reading week, I remember you saying you had to do this. And I so thought it was, like, something for your communications program. But this is so fun.
Yeah, no, the thing is like, I was, like a little scared that people might, like, be like, oh, you're on, like, Radio Laurier. Like, because it's not, like, really well-known across campus and stuff. But honestly, like, every single one of my friends think it's, like, so interesting and so cool. And, like, I've grown to just, like, really, really enjoy stuff like this. So I'm so happy that I... And, like, I feel like you and I are perfect to be on this together.
Yeah.
Because we both can talk forever.
No, forever. About all of the things.
Oh, yeah.
All the things we'll talk about.
Yeah.
Over and over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, no, I so agree. Like, it is so hard to make girlfriends here.
Yeah. It very much is. Like, I feel like... So, like, for me, I was... In elementary school, I was, like, I had these two guy best friends, and I was, like, that kind of girl who, like, always hung out with guys, yada yada. And, like, as you get into middle school, you realize that that's, like, not in to be just friends with guys. So
yeah,
I got a little girlfriend group, and that was nice. And then it kind of just, like, evolved into high school and stuff. And then I came here, and I really struggled with making girlfriends. Like, really struggled. I had a ton of male friends and, like, zero girlfriends. And it was super – it, like, put so much pressure on me because I feel like when you come to university, you're, like, meant to find, like, your friends for life. Like, that's what people say.
Yeah.
And so it puts so much pressure on you to make those friends. And when you realize, like, hey, like – I got no girlfriends. And don't get me wrong, I love my guy friends, but it is different.
No, and especially because, like, I feel like, yeah, you can be best friends with guys, but, like, they still have, like, all their guy things that they do.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like...
And no matter how much
you won't be, like, one of the guys.
Yes. Like no matter how much you, like, try to, like, connect with them. And don't get me wrong, like, I connect a lot with my guy friends. We were so close. But, like, just, like, especially, like... talking to girls about, like, personal things and stuff going on in your life, it's so much different getting, like, opinions and feedback than it is from guys.
Yes.
And, like, you kind of need that sort of friendship with girls, I feel like.
No, I so agree.
And then it was. And, then, like, you've had, like, a similar situation coming into university as well.
Yeah, right? So real. Yeah. When I was, like, really little, I had a bunch of guy friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess I just, like, kind of grew apart from them because they were basically all older than me.
Yeah.
So I kind of grew apart from them throughout, like, elementary school and whatever. And then basically I didn't go to middle school. So my, like, I went to the same elementary school for 10 years, which is crazy.
Yeah.
I like, don't know how I feel I like did
that's
that.
Like, that's, like, more common now.
Yeah.
Like, to not go to a middle school.
But I wish I went to a middle school.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel like it would have given me an opportunity to meet a bunch more people.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, my friends and, like, my girlfriends in, like, elementary school, like, I was mostly better friends with the girls a year younger because mm-hmm. my grade just for girlfriends was not it. So there was like one French immersion class, but English okay. and French just didn't really mix.
Were you an English muffin or a French fry?
I was a little English muffin. Were you?
No, I was a French fry.
Okay, yeah, makes sense. But then, yeah, so then, yeah, didn't really like, just like, lots of people that were nice, just not my type of friends.
Yes, 100%.
Like, the friends that I was friends with just weren't, like, very nice girls. And, yep. like, I had a hard time with them. And I just didn't feel, like, great in that friendship.
Yeah. I feel like, too, like, high school girls, there's just, like, a lot of clickiness.
Oh,
and,
so
like,
true.
It's just, like, it's hard to, like, get along with everyone, especially when you're in a friend group that it's, like, people will like take sides when you're like in an argument with someone and stuff mm-hmm. like that's like super hard as well to go through. And I feel like some girls from like high school, like they carry it on to university, which is really
sad. 100%.
But
through like high school too, I was definitely like more friends with like girls too. Like I had all my girl groups. I kind of like, you know, grade 9 and 10, just like friends with everyone, I guess, just figuring out like who I fit with.
For sure.
And then grade 11 was more difficult with COVID and everything.
Yeah, that definitely took a damper on.
But, yeah, it wasn't even until grade 12 that I found, like, my girls, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, two of them, like, I wasn't even, like, friends with until grade 12. So it's just, like, funny like that.
Yeah.
Things like that happen. And, like, I have a few guy, like, close guy friends from high school, too, that are great. But,
yeah
I'd say, like, through my childhood mostly and, like, growing up, like, I was had more girlfriends. But then coming here, like, I feel like I just struggled. I'm like, I don't know what girls I can trust. Like, I felt so comfortable around the guys. I felt like I was so, like, loved and appreciated. But I'm just, like, I felt like they had my back. But then it's, like, the girls, it's just, like, the thing is I feel like so many people are just stuck in high school still.
Oh, yeah. And two, I feel like for guys, like, when you tell them something personal, they don't, like, go crazy about it and, like, be like, oh, I'm going to tell, like, my other guy friends.
Oh, no.
As, like,
so
girls
true.
Definitely have a habit of doing that because, like, I feel like for a lot of girls, everything that goes on in someone else's life is what, like, interests you. Like, you don't care what's going on in your life, but, like, if someone else is going through some hard times or something, like, you're nosy and you want to know about that and then take that information and spread it to, like, other people.
Yeah.
I feel like that's totally a girl thing. And I feel like guys just, like, they just don't care enough to do that.
No, they just care about, like, how you feel and they want, like, to be happy and whatever.
And I feel like guys, too, kind of, like, care a little bit more about themselves, which is, like, I feel like a good thing to have, to be, like, to care about yourself and, like,
and they are
times.
Just, like, less emotional, so I feel like this stuff doesn't really interest them. They're just like, okay, like, what about it?
Like, yeah, like,
just, like
they'll be
on.
There for you in the moment, but, like, after that, like, they'll just kind of be like, okay.
No, but it's so good because it's just, like, you know, like, day after day, like, one day at a time kind of thing, not just, like, like, I know there's, like, competition among guys, obviously, but girls are so catty and competitive sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I would say way more than guys are.
100%.
Guys can get in a fight and, like, or an argument and, like wrestle
each other
or,
up,
punch each other and then, like, be totally fine afterwards. Girls, like, no, it's a whole process.
Yeah, and it's, like, you couldn't even, like, say you may two girls like may not even know each other, like may not even have said any words to each other, but like you know you hate her and like, she hates you and like you have this underlying tension and like
it's
you know
so true.
It's you hate each other, but it's like you don't even know that person, like why are you so quick to judge.
To
like create these enemies. It's like why can't we just be friends?
And I feel like too when you're like had a couple drinks in you. I feel like when girls have a couple drinks in them, they automatically get super friendly with like every girl.
Yeah.
And I remember like being in the bar this weekend and just like I was like in the bar with like I was in the washroom, sorry, with a bunch of girls and I was just like why? And I like turned to my friend and I was like why can't like girls just be like this all the time? Like very friendly with one another, because I feel like too girls have this like view that other girls are judging them. And so they just take that view with them.
But it's, like, because of that, we judge other people. Yeah. It's, like, I don't want to admit it, but, yeah, I do judge sometimes. But like, nothing meets that feeling of being in the washroom with a bunch of strangers, and you're just all supporting each other.
Oh, yeah.
No judgment at all.
No.
And it's just, none. Like, because, like, obviously you've had a couple drinks, like, you like, don't know how to make that judgment. Like, you're just so happy. Like,
yeah. And, too, you know? Like, girls are, like, very, I mean, obviously there are girls who are very outgoing.
Yeah.
But I feel like for guys, like, you can dab someone up, and then you know every time that you see that person, you're dabbing them up. But for girls, it's not like that. Like, I can't. Sorry, did you just hear my stomach?
No, I didn't.
Okay, good. Like, for girls, like, I mean, like, obviously you totally could just go up and say, hey, but, like, it's just, like, the fact of thinking of them judging you and, like, talking to their friends about you and stuff, like, it's just...
We don't just have a routine thing to do where it's, like, hey, like, you know?
Yeah.
It's, like, especially with girls, it so depends on their mode. Like, you could say hey to someone that you regularly, like, know or whatever, and it's, like, they don't feel like saying hi right now, they won't say hi. And then you're like, what did I do? Like,
I know, and then you just overthink it. But it's, like, why do we care so much about, like, oh, if we say hi to this one girl, they're gonna think we're weird. Like... It's like, why do I care so much? Because it's like, I'm just being nice.
No, it so doesn't matter.
I'm just being nice. If they want to talk badly on me saying hi to them and being nice.
No, they're probably then like, she's so fake. Why she's
oh, yeah.
The totally. Only thing I like, I don't know. The only thing I don't really like 100% like is like, okay, like, if this girl has been like being a high school girl, just being like toxic and just like doesn't even know me or like just... is still focused on drama from whatever time ago, and it's not like being peaceful and like in a respectful way, just still like talking me or whatever. But like then when they do have a couple of drinks and there's just something, it's like fake, like they'll just be like, no, we're best friends.
Oh, yeah,
no, I don't like that.
I don't like that either. It's like so not genuine, you can totally tell.
And I'm like, okay, tomorrow it's your, you know?
You're not gonna like. Even look at my way. Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah.
It's just, like, so much more complicated with women, and I feel like it definitely does not have to be. I feel like we, like, girls should just be supporting girls at all times. I feel like we already go through enough as it is. Why do we need to, like, judge each other and have this underlying tension when you don't even know someone? Like,
no,
what's that
true.
About?
Yeah, I know. I feel like all girls think that we're all in a competition, but it's, like...
Really, like, but I feel like, too, there are a lot of girls who probably think the exact same way that we think and are, like, oh, like, this girl's gonna judge me and stuff like that, and girls are catty, and, like, maybe there's definitely probably a lot more people who think like us than we know
of. Oh, no, for sure. Yeah. And I feel like every girl has probably thought this way, but it's just, like... It's just what we know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just, like, it's hard because we just, without even thinking, just jump into that mindset.
Yeah, jump to conclusions about it.
Yeah. Yeah, but, like...
For sure. But, like, now, like, the thing is, it's, like, when you do find someone who, like, thinks similar to you, like Avery and I, like, you kind of just click immediately. And it's, like, really
and
nice
it's
when
like,
that happens.
It's also, like... I don't know, with other people I've met here before, it's, like, okay, like, I'm not too sure about you, whatever, like.
Yeah.
But now it's, like, okay, like, I so know that you're just, like, think the same way, you're not, like, a catty little girl.
Catty little girl.
You know, it's just, like, you're not stuck in high school, and.
Yeah.
I don't want to be friends with people who are still stuck in high school.
I get very annoyed when people are, like, oh, I miss high school. It really annoys me. Because I'm like, okay, but, like, when you were in high school, you were a kid, and now you're an adult. And, like, to just, like, miss, like, obviously, yeah, of course, like, you can miss being a kid, but, like, try to enjoy this stage of life. I feel like this stage in your life is so important and such a special time.
No, like, high school is great, sure. Like, there are aspects about it that are good and, like, aspects that are bad, but it's just, like, you know, like, here you are in university, too.
Like, don't dwell on, like, missing high school parties, like...
No, I feel like it's
excited for university.
I feel like it's honestly more fun here. Like, I'm definitely having a much better time because it's like you can be independent. You do what you want to do without like I don't know, now I feel like less people judge because it's like, okay, everyone's just following their passions and doing what they want. It's like less of like a little small town and like that everyone's just judging everyone for what they're doing.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I feel like I definitely, like, not to be like, oh, I peaked in university, but like
you peaked in university.
But like I did not really enjoy high school too much. No. And I love university. Like, I would not want to have it any other way.
No, same. I'm so glad I came here.
Yeah, me too. And like just living on res and meeting a bunch of people, and especially like all people that like kind of have like the same ambitions and like goals in life as you do, I feel like is super important.
Yeah. And it doesn't even have to be related. Like,
no,
we are in completely different programs, whatever, but we still have like same like morals and goals in that sense, like underlying goals for life.
And like wanting to be like successful in life.
Yeah.
And stuff, which is really nice to be surrounded by people.
Oh, yeah. Like so that. Sweet.
Yeah. Obviously, though, like being surrounded by like a, like different groups of people is like obviously amazing in its own. But like it's nice to come to this chapter of my life. Aww, you know.
Yeah, and like I don't know, I'm also feeling bittersweet because now I feel like I've finally like found my people, I guess.
Yeah.
Like I actually feel so appreciated, so happy, like.
Yeah.
And like before I didn't, like I'd always just be worrying about my friends and like
this.
But it's just like, okay, like I wish I met these people like beforehand, but it's like, okay, I also have 3 years and it's like,
oh yeah,
we're gonna keep in contact, whatever.
Yeah, it's kind of sad thinking that Avery and I just kind of like met and like clicked like kind of halfway through second semester.
Yeah, like
because like we
missed
like an entire
three quarters
of our first year. But I think we just will make the most of it.
No, and that's so true. It's also like,
and too, like, I feel like we, sorry to cut you off, but I feel like we both learned a lot from our first, like, semester.
Oh, no, that's literally what I was just going to say.
Yeah,
say
yeah,
we're
yeah.
psychic.
On
but
the same wavelength
I was
wavelength
just
going
to say, like, okay, yeah, like, yeah, we didn't have as much time throughout first year together, but, like, we still can make most of the time we have. And I feel like I wouldn't necessarily have found these people and really, like, been like, okay, yeah, these are my people if I didn't really go through and experience all the people that weren't my people first.
Yes.
Because I wouldn't have those standards for, like,
friendship.
Yeah.
And, like, what it's like to have people who actually value you and love and appreciate what you do.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like everyone has to go through a time in their life where they meet people that aren't their people and to then find the people who are your people.
Yeah, and, like, honestly, multiple times in your life. It's not just going to happen
once. Oh, no, no,
It's going to happen so many times.
Multiple times, for sure.
And
it happened
like,
to me in high school.
Yeah,
happened
so
to me
true.
Here.
It sucks when it does happen. It feels like the end of the world. It feels like...
feels like you're so alone.
I know, but it's just, like, you've really got to, like, channel your independence in that time and think, listen, here's a time for me to, like, develop on myself.
Yeah.
Be best friends with myself and appreciate the time I have with myself now.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then when I meet new people, like, I meet new people.
Yeah, I feel like that was a struggle for me in first semester was, like, being on my own. However, like, obviously I am 6 hours away from home, so, like, I kind of got forced into, like, being on my own and loving it. But, like, I do really appreciate the nights where, like, I just, like, sit with myself.
Yeah.
Watch a movie or something, just, like, go to bed at a decent time.
Yeah.
Like, I do really appreciate that. And I feel like that's so important for an individual to learn is, like, to love your own company. Because
at the end
of the day, although I have great friends now, at the end of the day, like, you do really only have yourself. And everyone should, I feel like, think like that. Like,
yeah. No, and
because
I feel
you
like,
can't depend on other people for your happiness.
Yeah, that is so true. And like I'm so extroverted and like all my life and I was like growing up so dependent on other people because I was sorry, I have to cough.
Go for it. You're good.
So like around people all the time, I feel like I so became dependent on other people.
Oh, that's like me that makes sense though, that you put it in the way that like you're an extrovert. So it was almost like it just came to you that you depended on other
people. It was just,
people.
Like, an association, and I never really had that time alone. Like, I remember when I was younger, I had a play date, you know, that friend leaves. Yeah. It's like, okay, time to call the next friend.
Oh, like, yeah, like, what's happening next?
Or, like, if my family's not doing an activity, it's not, like, game night. Nope, I need another friend to hang out with. Yeah,
or it's like, I'm going to go hang out with my sister, go hang out with my neighbors. Right. Like, I was always surrounded by people.
Yeah, and, like, don't get me wrong, I did have independence still, and, like,
yeah,
my ambitions as a little girl, but it was still, like, no, I feel like I just associated, like, people with, like, my personality and myself and just my identity.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But, yeah, like, just looking on the bright side of things, that's why I'm kind of grateful for, like, quarantine and just having that time.
Because oh, yeah, definitely.
Now, like, I'm definitely less extroverted. Like, I'm a bit more introverted now, but I feel like that's, like, a good thing in a sense. Like, yeah, it's more of a balance, and I really actually enjoy spending time with myself. Whereas before, I was like, no, being alone is so boring.
I felt the exact same way. I was pretty introverted, I would say, before quarantine. And then even now, like, you'd probably say, like, I'm, like, a mix between extrovert and introvert.
Yeah.
But then, like, quarantine happened, and, like, I feel like it really put a damper on, like, my social skills.
Yeah.
And, like, getting back into everything was really scary and, like, really hard. But I feel like it was really good for me to, like, be with myself and learn more about who I was.
Yeah.
But if I'm being honest, like, quarantine, I didn't really learn who I was. Like, sorry, that was totally false information. I totally know, like, a lot more of who I am now from being alone at the start of university
almost. No, and that's so good. And I feel like even when you say you didn't learn things through quarantine, you still did. It's just, like, it might not be as obvious.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, I feel like I learned how to be in a freaking global pandemic. Like, obviously, that was hard. But here we are, and I feel like some good did come out of quarantine, which is, like, hard to say because a lot of bad came out of it.
No, for sure.
But at the same time, like, there was definitely some positives.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, you would learn those things throughout life, not having to go through a global pandemic. For sure.
Right.
And the global pandemic kind of, like, sped things up a little bit.
Just forced everyone into it. It's like, okay, you have no choice now. Like,
be here alone. You go. Yeah, exactly. No, but yeah, I feel like we're both, like, pretty independent people and, like, can thrive on our own company.
Yes.
Which I mean, I'm still working through it, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're
only 19, so, like, we still got ways to go, but
no, but I feel like it's the best thing because now we thrive independently, but we also thrive in each other's company. And it's we can still be so independent but enjoy being with each other all the time.
Oh, yeah. And also, like, realizing when, like, your social battery is, like, running out, too. I feel like that's, like, I have a really hard time with, like, my social battery running out because sometimes it, like, even, like, not gonna lie, like, last night at dinner, we all went and got dinner, by the way. Last night at dinner, like, my social battery was, like, super low, especially after that waitress spilled that Dr. Pepper all over me. I was like, I was like, okay, I was, like, on my, like, last straw almost. Like, I was just eating, like, not talking at all.
No, that's okay. I feel like we all need to just shove food in our face at that point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
No, but you're good.
Realizing when your social battery is running out is important too.
Yeah, sorry. Speaking of, like, spilling things, I think I just got, or not just, but I realized I got chocolate ice cream on my new hoodie.
Not your new Laurier hoodie.
Yeah, not my little council hoodie.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
It's okay. You'll get it out.
It'll have to go to Book to go in the laundry, and then you'll have to wear it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you know what my laundry does, though? It, like, puts, like, blue detergent stains on my clothes, and that's what happened to my sweats yesterday when I took them out of the washer, but I just, like, put them in again without any detergent, and, like, I got it out.
Is it your detergent specifically?
No, like, everyone's. It's the machine.
Is it every floor, too?
Mm-hmm.
That's scary times.
I know. But it just, like, takes twice as long to, like, wash your stuff.
Right. Or, like, maybe hand wash, even that might be faster. I don't know. But
like, it probably, like, I've done it before. It probably is faster, but, like, it's just so much time and, like, yeah, work.
That is.
That I'm not willing to put in.
No, I so agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, that was a good combo. Maybe a quick little music break, and then we can pop back in before it
hits. Before we sign out?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, we're back. Can you hear me all right?
We're back, yeah.
Okay,
I can. Perfect.
Can hear you.
Awesome.
We're going to end it off with a little question. Would you like to say the question?
Yeah. What's your favorite flower?
My favorite flower is an orchid. I love orchids.
True. I do love orchids as well.
But, like, all flowers are, like, super pretty in its own, but...
No, yeah, all flowers are beautiful.
I've always had a thing for orchids. What is your favorite flower?
I will definitely, like, actually think of my favorite flower when this is done.
Right.
Because I can't
like, think
right
on the
now.
Spot. Yeah. Even though we did just have, like, a two-minute break and you thought of nothing.
I know.
Just kidding.
But, like, I do like orchids, but it's for sure, like, not my favorite.
Is it just, like, in your mind now because I said it, so that's,
no,
like,
I know, but it's just, like, not there. I love tulips. Like, I've always loved tulips.
Yeah, tulips are very pretty.
Oh.
What?
Like, I love little magnolia flowers, like, on magnolia trees.
Oh, are those, like, the pink ones?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Beautiful. Those are so pretty.
And, like, little cherry blossoms, too. Yeah. I just love them.
They are very pretty. I would love to have that in, like, my house when I'm older, like, in the front yard or something.
Yeah.
Those are very pretty. We actually, like, have someone on my street who has them.
Really?
Planted. Yep.
The magnolias?
Mm-hmm.
So cute.
Really pretty.
That's awesome. I love when they, like, bloom in the spring, summer.
Yeah.
They just look so pretty.
It is really pretty. Just feels very summery.
Yeah, I love it. Okay.
Okay, well, I think that's it for today's Monday After Class show.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Avery, for coming on.
Thank you, Grace, for having me on.
Of course.
It was such a fun time. You know, I love to talk.
Yeah. So this was a very good episode, I would say, on our part.
So good. So good. But have a good night, everyone, and a great rest of your week.
Yes. Have a great rest of your week.
Don't forget to smile.
Smile and be happy.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye.